So Kyle, the thing I was wondering about is, first off, I love the nonlinear design. My brain is nonlinear. Everybody's brain is nonlinear. Despite the fact that I'm a CPA who you would think thinks linearly, I'm also a musician. So I love nonlinear design. So when you come to apply that to mortgage lenders, which Alice does, Dave does, I do, you do, so we all do that, but the when you talk to customers, there's an immediate sense of containment. They're constrained by third parties. The LOS only does what
Great
it does.
Point.
The investors require stuff. The warehouse lenders require stuff. The regulators help, you know, basically drive what we do, when we do it, how we do it. So how do you take your experience and your system and the refreshing breath of let's figure out a better way and apply that? What's the boots on the ground kind of thing? How does this work?
So one of the nice things about what we've done thus far, and I like to tell people we're in inning one of what we're capable and what we're going to be doing, right? We're only 2.5 years old, and we've already got some of the top lenders in the country as customers that are already deployed. And what I tell people is this is the most robust, we're a point of sale system, right? So we sit on top of an LOS. We're the most robust point of sale system out there, and we're like a one-stop shop. Our focus is the originator, right? The loan officers and the brokers, right? And their consumers, right? We focus on the originator, but at the same time, we focus on this thesis statement that I've had for about 15 years, which is how do you bring underwriting to the front? Meaning, doesn't mean a body, but how do you bring the capabilities and the workflows to empower an originator? I was an originator before. The amount of data that my processors and even my underwriters had at the palm of their fingertips a week and a half later, I was pissed, right? I was like, I wish I had that right next to me right here. So when I'm talking to the borrower and that consumer, right, I am building trust in that rapport. How do I have all the facts here that I can possibly have, right, to give them the best possible loan at the best possible time and to give them that comfort that everything is okay versus having to have the conversation, get the file in, and then later on have some surprises, right? Oh, I didn't know that you had this. I didn't know you listed your property. Whatever it might be. And so we look at the world as you have to reimagine, and this whole concept of a POS and LOS, and, you know, we're not an LOS, but this whole concept of underwriting and empowering an originator is at the core of our DNA.
You just heard an audio clip from Lickin' On Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
ArchMI is happy to be a proud sponsor of the program. Today, I'd like to let your listeners know about RateStar from Arch Mortgage Insurance. RateStar makes it easy to choose what type of mortgage insurance coverage your loan needs. Quotes are delivered in seconds and represent our most competitive ArchMI rates based on the strength and quality of the loan application. That's the power of RateStar. Getting a mortgage insurance quote has never been so powerful or so simple.
As housing prices climb, U.S. homeowners are holding more tappable equity than ever before. Effectively capturing the equity market could pose a unique challenge for lenders who may be limited by the capabilities of their current loan origination system or consumer lending platform. Lenders looking to streamline their home equity business processes can benefit from Black Knight's LoanSphere Empower loan origination system. Using this robust and intelligent technology, Empower can originate both first mortgages and home equity loans on the same system. This single configurable solution will help lenders improve margins, support regulatory requirements, and enhance customer satisfaction. To learn more about Empower, visit blackknightinc.com today.
Scott Gordon here with a bit of sales science. Are you an authority figure? Behavioral scientists have discovered that people are much more likely to follow a person who is perceived as an expert. There's an important word you may have missed, perceived. Studies have been conducted to prove it. Physical therapy patients are more likely to exercise if their therapist has their degrees or certificates displayed on their wall. People are likely to pay a stranger for access to a parking spot if the stranger is dressed in a uniform. The therapist's credentials carry an air of expertise, while the parking lot officer is more an authority than an expert. The effect is more powerful when a third person introduces the expert. Even if the third party is directly associated with the expert, it doesn't affect perception. A group of realtors found that having their receptionist list each realtor's accomplishments before transferring customers to the realtor, their business increased drastically, 20% increase in appointments, and 15% increase in signed contracts. So ask yourself, how can I structure my connections and referrals so that I'm introduced as the expert? Instead of giving your cell number to every contact, why not use your receptionist like the realtors? Let him or her introduce your expertise and authority. Or use an answering service. They can talk you up before forwarding your now impressed clients. If this sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.